Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart. I will dance like David danced. Welcome to Straight Talk Radio.
Featuring Young Money Rev. No worries. We are here dancing, and I'm super excited about today's show and what we have to discuss, man. It's extremely exciting.
Well, listen, this is probably one of the, it's the third highlight of my Sunday morning. The first is when God wakes me up. The second is when I see my family resting peacefully wherever they are. Have mercy, somebody. And then the third is to be here on WCPT Radio 820 with Facts Matter. And because I know we are always going to talk about something good for our community.
Man, that's the consistent. I mean, cause, you know, people don't like change. They don't like things to not be the same. But as long as you're consistently delivering a truth, delivering a progressive conversation, and impacting our community in a way that they can take that, live with it, and be motivated to do something different, I'm extremely excited and blessed to be a part of something such as that.
Well, that makes at least two of us. So listen, let's go ahead and, if we're ready, jump right into the mix. By the way, some of you who are looking on your tablet, your iPhone, and wondering, where is that good-looking preacher? I am not in front of your video because there is a closure, most of you may know it, in Chicagoland on the Dan Ryan. And it has prohibited our presence in studio, although Young Money is around the country making money. Amen.
Amen to that. I mean, and that's a very clear live traffic update. I love how we jumped into the news already. I mean, we're adding segments that never been done before. And so, I mean, it's so interesting and so great, and I'm grateful for us to be able to globally communicate impact. I mean, because we're looking to educate communities in South Africa, Nigeria, Africa, Dubai, China, and so it's unique when we have a global perspective on our local conversation.
And to that note, my Community Plan Foundation, as you know, has members across the United States, but also across the continent of Africa. And I think you can give our listening audience now, because they can't view us today, you can give our listening audience a slight timeline when they will hear an announcement regarding Soweto, South Africa.
So we're looking at an announcement as short as 3 months, but as late as 6 months. And so pretty much the summer, we'll be making an announcement of us, of My Community Plan Foundation and Young Money and our partners looking to take our efforts and locally and touch down in the South African nation to do some innovative development. And so be on the lookout. Absolutely.
That's called
a tease,
right?
It's a tease. I mean, we gonna get better at them. We got a few more teases to drop for them.
Amen. So, what is on with the show today? I think the brother in Q has a name we can all resonate with, particularly with this morning's prayer call, that we ain't ashamed.
Unashamed and energized for community justice, what I like to call today's show is community justice. And so we're excited to welcome Christian Perry, Community Development Director for the Illinois Community Justice Authority. How are you doing?
Rev, Brother Posley, I am doing fine on this Sunday morning. Thank you guys so much for having me. I'm really excited for this.
Man, we're extremely excited, and I want to say thank you for your energy and your pulse, because, I mean, we're adding a lot more young, vibrant energy, and Rev isn't used to our guests being as excited as us to post and to communicate and bring the fans to the show. So I thank you personally, and definitely look forward to all that you share.
Christian, I want to say this to you. When we first met, you were working on the with Cook County Commissioner Donna Miller. And at that time, I think Young Money was just getting its feet wet with My Community Plan Foundation. We circled back around, and we had MCP Media, no longer the MCP Radio. It's MCP Media, brainchild of your friend and my younger brother, David Wayne Posey Jr., a.k.a. Young Money. So the good news is, just like you're growing, so too is My Community Plan Foundation. And we are, as Young Money suggested, super excited. And let me say these words, and then I'm going to set up a little bit. He did say, when the millennials get in the mix, every facet, every tool will be utilized in a manner consistent with its creation. And you are a living example of allowing yourself to be used and then making Young Money correct yet again. So thank you for that.
So, Christian, when you reply, could you just give a background as you reply to that? Give them a background, our listeners, of who you are, where you are currently, why we're so excited for you here, and share a little of that energy as a millennial.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a proud millennial, man. I'm very proud of my generation, my peers like yourself. But I like they said, I'm Christian Perry. I work at the Illinois Criminal Justice Information Authority. I'm the Director of Community Development. That's a new position. The authority was founded in 1983, and I'm very grateful to be in this position because it signals to me and to, I think, our broader community that government is starting to take a shift in really valuing and investing in what it means to build community, not just to pass legislation, not just to get money on the street, but begin to relationship build with the folks on the ground, with people that have the skills to connect with those people and the relationships to be able to build. So that's what I do for ICJ for short, because it's a mouthful. And then, yeah, just do a lot of work in the community with my beautiful wife, Shakina Perry. Some people know who she is. She's chairwoman of the Cook County Young Democrats. She works in government as well, the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District. She's a dynamo, so trying to keep up with her, raise our son, and just do a lot of good work in the community.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, I mean, one, I'm so glad you mentioned your dynamite wife, and as well as your community work. And so, I know you're a former athlete and touched the sports space. So, I mean, quickly before we go to break, what has that perspective and that experience, how has that contributed to your ability to really impact the community in the way that you do?
Yeah, thanks for that. So I had the great pleasure of growing up. My first love was baseball, so I got my start. I played Blue Island Little League, Rosen Little League, Hazelcrest Little League. So I bounced all around the South Side and South Suburbs playing Little League baseball, and then grew up also, and I fell in love with basketball. When I fell in love with basketball, my father was a phenomenal basketball player, played overseas. My little brother ended up getting a chance to go play overseas, but When I fell in love, it followed me to the military, and it was my escape. I loved the game, was able to make friends, was able to learn about discipline and the benefit of putting in work and it paying off. So when I get to the Navy, long story short, I thought I was good enough to actually, you know, make an all-Navy team. I was not. I go, and I thought I was being invited to, like, you know, try out, but I was being invited to really get beat up on by the better players. But in that moment, the coaches were kind of telling me and coaching me up on how to get the most out of the athletes that they were trying to recruit to the All-Navy team. And that's when a spark lit in me because I was actually really good at it. And I knew that when I got home from the Navy that I was gonna dip my toe into coaching. And that sparked a 5-year college basketball coaching career at Trinity Christian College, where I got to recruit young men from the South and West Side. Very proud of all the black boys that we've graduated from that program. But that's how the game really has informed my understanding of community, because I was able to go and recruit young men from disinvested and disadvantaged communities, bring them out to a fairly well-to-do community in Palos Heights. And the reaction that I would get from a lot of the boys when I would bring them on their first visit was, yo, we can live here, we can have access to this, and we can go here for free. And it's like, yes, absolutely, your gift has made room for you. And if you work hard, we can make sure that not only you get a degree, but you get an opportunity to expand your network and get to know what it's like to improve your own.
Man, so we're going to try to expand our net worth and go to a very short break, because you're talking to My Community Plan Foundation featuring Young Money. We're here with Christian Perry, and we'll be right back after these breaks. Plan Foundation featuring Young Money Show is sponsored by the Merlin Posley Allstate Insurance Agency. 773-779-2500. 773-779-2500. Thank you. Hablan Español.
The My Community Plan featuring Young Money Show has invested into you with our community resource wallet at digitaleconomyschool.com, where you can take courses around digital trade, digital equity, and digital currency. Check out the information now at digitaleconomyschool.com, where you will get ideas, assets, and information for the new digital economy. It's our investment into you at digitaleconomyschool.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to My Community Plan Foundation featuring Young Money. And we're here with the Community Development Director for Illinois Criminal Justice Information Authority, Christian Perry. Thank you for joining us again.
Absolutely.
So, hopping right into the show. And so I know a lot of us aren't necessarily directly understanding of criminal justice and its impact on the prosperity community. So could you touch on, like, how does criminal justice impact and what it has on the prosperity of our communities that we serve?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. So when you think about, and I'll kind of pivot. So when you think about criminal justice, you're really having a conversation about two different things. Most people are thinking about the criminal legal system and the parts that they see, like what's going on with our courts and our police. But then you also have what public safety is. And that's kind of what I think really hits home to the community is what does public safety mean? What does it mean for a community to be safe and be able to thrive? And then what benefits does a community have that has a high quality of public safety? And if you just think about, you know, David, you know, we're moving and shaking a lot in the Southland and in the South Side, and you get some really stark contrasts between communities, between ones that, you know, have a high crime rate and ones that don't. Young Money is an investor. He's a developer. He's a business expert. He knows that it's a lot easier to get businesses to come in to a community that doesn't have a high shooting rate, that doesn't have a high rate of gun injury. And what we see is there's this really unfortunate web of lack of investment, lack of economic opportunity, lack of resources in the community. And then we see, crime uptick in these communities that you don't see in places like, say, you know, Orland Park or Palos Heights have a high level of investment. So there's this relationship between public safety and quality of life that I'm really interested in making sure that our communities and the leaders in our communities get a better understanding of.
Man, that's awesome. So speaking from your perspective, just as a follow-up, where's some of the communities that you're targeting from a community development perspective, just currently in our state, because you're a state-based organization, not just a local. So could you speak to that across the bandwidth of the state?
No, for sure. So I'll speak about the shiny new penny that the state has in the largest part of my portfolio, which is the R3 program. And for those who aren't aware, the Restore, Reinvest, or Renew program is a phenomenal program that was created by the legislator when they passed the CRTA, the Cannabis Regulation and Tax Act. Essentially, what the state of Illinois said was 25% of all cannabis revenue is going to go into a pot, and we're going to take that pot and we're going to invest it directly back into the community. But there is, to your point, as far as where is this work happening? Well, with the R3 program, we created what was what we call R3 zones. And those okay. R3 zones are broken out into different regions across the state. So, for example, you got places like, you know, East St. Louis, Peoria, Rockford, obviously a lot of areas in Southern Cook, Western Cook, and Northern Cook that are R3 zones. And what makes up a R3 zone is, you know, there's a lot of interesting data and people a lot smarter than me that created the criteria. So you're talking the places across the state that have the highest rates of gun injury, the highest rates of unemployment, the highest child poverty rate, the highest rates of commitment and returns to the Illinois Departments of Corrections, and then historically high need, underserved, disproportionately impacted communities that were affected by the war on drugs. So those are the communities that we're looking at to pour a lot of investment into.
And so is the R3, is that the same program that I saw some Cook County commissioners discussing not too long ago?
I'm sure they okay. talked about, a lot of people, we just released our 80 initial inaugural grantees. And a lot of legislators from the state to the municipal level to the county level have been going around and meeting some of their grantees and making a lot of good noise about them.
Okay. And so could you, again, break down the R3? Like, what does the R3 stand for again?
It stands for Restore, Reinvest, and Renew.
Define those for our listeners.
Yeah, so this is the state of Illinois thing, and Lieutenant Governor Stratton actually talks about this incredibly well. She just has a really good sense of what restorative justice means, what it means to repair the harm that has been done. And I had the opportunity to speak to a criminal justice class not too long ago, and what I was sharing with the students is that what government is starting to understand, at least in Illinois, is that government has been not just a passive, but also an active player in causing harm in some of these communities. So if government has been an active purveyor of harm, what does it mean mm-hmm. to own that? And what does it mean to work to repair that? And that's what we mean by restore, reinvest, and renew. We're trying to look at the communities that were most damaged by the illegitimate war on drugs. And those are the black and brown communities, the low-income communities, that were ravaged by this unjust war. And mm-hmm. we're saying the decades of disinvestment is over. We're saying we're coming to bring hope and pour money into the organizations that are doing the good work.
Man, that's amazing. That's amazing. And so it's, I look forward to one, seeing the impact of when you take those three R's and break them down: restore, reinvest, and renew. I mean, that's such a powerful combination that I feel exponential returns will have in our communities, and even from when you mentioned the government taking accountability, right? Because we know how hard it is for individuals, institutions to be accountable to their impact, whether it's prior administrations or even themselves, and be able to be the change that they've created in our community. So I'm super excited about that. And so one thing that's really personal to me and my Community Plan Foundation as a whole is the health of our communities. And and I know thus far, since the I'm learning from a mental health perspective, that our youth and our community has been through such mass traumas. And in trauma, hurt people, right? Hurt people. And so I believe some of that trauma has impacted when we had a lot of these carjackers in the community from these youth who really were impacted in major ways from such a, the pandemic, their racial inequity and all these things that came down on them who have no say. And so from your perspective, what's the relationship between mental health and criminal justice reform?
Oh, man, I'm so glad you asked me that question. So there are some really, really neat conversations taking place at the state, and leader Jahan Gordon Booth is one that is leading a lot of these conversations, and that is the conversation around what does it mean to be a trauma-informed state? What does it mean to create an ecosystem that supports and wraps around communities? And not just solely focused on civil legal aid, right? Not just focused on reentry programs to be, you know, intentional about we need mental health support in our communities and what does it look like? Because as you spoke to, hurt people. And, you know, there are a lot of communities across the state of Illinois that are broken and that are hurting, that if they have the resources and access to them, not only would they use them, you would start to see the return on that investment, I believe, fairly quickly. So what I think is on the way, and it's already happening in some places, like I said, I want to say that there are one or two trauma centers in Rockford / Peoria that are doing some good work. But there is a direct connection between, you know, the ability to get help for some of these young people. I mean, even if you're talking in our education system, you know, my son had an experience in his school when he was in first grade and he was going to school in the suburbs. So he was in first grade and he was able to go to a social worker and get help. Wow. And that social worker was able to call me. And now, you know, we were able to develop a plan to help support him through what he was going through. And this is this is my first grader who hasn't experienced some of the trauma that some of these other youth have. So when we don't have some of those basic, you know, social workers in schools, mental health services in our communities, you're right. That trauma represents itself in ways that are really unfortunate. But there's definitely a connection. And I think, once again, the state and government actors are starting to see that and be really strategic on how to provide some relief.
Man, and so I do know that there's a organization called iSport Balance that's actually will be on the show in a couple of weeks, that's coming to Chicago, will be in the Imani Village area, that's looking to directly impact youth. And youth from a sports perspective, which I know you can appreciate, to start to bring help and resources. And I know there's a powerful gentleman, Donald Dew, on the West Side, who's been doing this type of work for decades. And we're on this show really looking to make sure that not only will we discuss money, that the individuals who receive it, who receive these resources, are mentally capable and mentally stable to be able to leverage that. And especially from a criminal justice perspective, is something either occurred rather prior to the criminal offense or that needs to happen afterwards, that allows us to really leverage any type of reform, any type of growth from this type of information. And so, Christian, I'm going to pause it here so we can go to a short break, because this is My Community Plan Foundation featuring Young Money. And we're here with Christian Perry, Community Development Director for the Illinois Criminal Justice Information Authority. And we'll be right back discussing criminal justice in our community.
This is Carmen.
Okay.
Good hands, Maryland Palsy's off-state agency.
Okay. So you'll be able to come in at the break?
Street.
You think you'll get in?
As a trusted advisor, we do things a little different in our office. Our priority is to review your family.
So I'm assuming you've been listening.
We're going to customize an individual protection policy for you, your family,
so
and the you've worked hard for.
The last question that we have, well, one, last question.
Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., 9 to 5 on Friday. And you can definitely reach us at 773-779-2500. We are waiting to work with you soon.
Habla Carmen Ramírez, su asesora de confianza de la Oficina de las Buenas Manos de Marilyn Posley. Estamos localizados en la 10350 al sur de la calle Halsted. Mi prioridad es revisar su necesidad y la de su familia para obtener la cobertura necesaria para proteger todo lo que es importante para usted. Nuestras oficinas están abiertas de 9 a.m. a 6 de la tarde, de lunes a jueves, y de 9 a.m. a 5 de la tarde el viernes. Llámeme al 773-779-2500 para obtener un presupuesto con nuestras nuevas tarifas.
Make sure you mute too once you get in. run. Welcome back. Welcome back to My Community Plan Foundation featuring Young Money. We're here with Christian Perry, Community Development Director for the Illinois Criminal Justice Information Authority. Christian, thank you for joining us again this morning.
My pleasure.
So, Rev is racing to the chair. He didn't want to have this conversation on the phone. And so, Rev, what's been your thoughts around Christian's information in sharing, especially this R3 program?
So we are, as you know, Christian, very familiar with R3 and the R3 grants, and we are really pleased with some of the recipients of the grant, whether they are the DeSable Museum or even our good friend from the board of Gromenum Lab, Robert Johnson's group. All over the state, there are some innovative approaches to this new look at criminal justice reform. And in fact, even your office is a function of a new administration with a new focus on this one thing. Historically, you would have heard past administrations want to increase police presence in communities like Englewood, like Roseland, even in Chatham, back of the yards. But it seems like with your office and this new administration, the real function and causes of, as Young Money alluded to, carjacking and violence are the absence of opportunities. And it seems like you're taking that perspective as if parenthetically the bull by the horn. And the horn is investment in communities where there was none. So to that extent, I am just so pleased. It reminds me of this short story. Shalom Klein, good friend of ours from Evanston. In fact, like you, a military officer, talks about the curb appeal of the communities he lives in and works in and around. He can walk to a restaurant in the evening and walk home from the restaurant with his wife and not be concerned with whoever they meet on the street, whether or not they'll be mugged or otherwise compromised. And we don't have those opportunities in our communities, not because we don't want to. I mean, we've got some great food. We've got great restaurants. But what we do not have is that curb appeal that is buttressed by safety. And as you alluded to, not just safety is a function of opportunity. The more opportunity, the more pride and concern you put into your community, and the return is better for the entire area. Christian, are we on to something here?
Absolutely. I mean, when you think about equity and opportunity and investment, you know, things can't grow without an intentional approach on how to nurture and grow them. And that's what we've seen in these disinvested communities over the years. There has not been a targeted, coordinated, strategic approach to how do we invest, how do we build, how do we get past the vacant buildings and the vacant lots and the, you know, closed down storefronts. Those things are dilapidating to a community's mindset and their heart set. Folks don't have hope. And when you have a funder like the state of Illinois that says we recognize that administration, like the Pritzker administration, that says we're going to do all that we can to fix it. Oh, my goodness. For me, I don't know of a more exciting time in government when we're talking about community investment.
And one other thing that Young Money alluded to is the juxtaposition of mental health and criminal justice. And I could not help to think of when you were talking of one of our commissioners, Dennis Deere, who, as you know, is doing a wonderful job in the seat that was previously held by our good friends, the Steele family, both Bobby and Richard. Dennis Deere is a mental health professional, not unlike our good friend, the greatest commissioner in the history of commissioners. That would be down the middle in the 6th District. I'm a little biased.
Absolutely.
I'm a commissioner. I'm a commissioner. because even though her focus is health in a general sense, you know, Dennis Deere has been just a champion. And listen, I'm not taking anything away from our good friend Brandon Johnson or Commissioner Lowry or Commissioner Gaynor, and there are others who are doing fabulous jobs. But Dennis Deere has been the point of the spear when it comes to acknowledging that a lot of this crime is a function of mental health more than it is a function of moral turpitude, I'll call it.
Man, that is absolutely. That's major.
I mean, we have a public health crisis, right? And it's been going on long before COVID. And once we start to understand, you know, gun violence, once we start to understand, you know, assault, once we start to understand all of these things as symptoms of a disease that has gone unaddressed, we'll start to get on the path toward rectifying some of these things. And Commissioner Deere is a huge champion for that.
Man, it's so Christian. What type of investing, via grants or funding, does your office do? And how can we participate?
Now we get to the good stuff. When we gonna get to the good stuff?
Yeah. So what type of investment? So that's a great question. So the I'll speak to, like I said, the R3 program. But I encourage everybody, if I could give the R3 website's handle. It's r3.illinois.gov. Once more, that's r3.illinois.gov. And then if you're interested in ICJA and what we do overall, because we do way more than just the R3 program, that's ICJA.org, ICJIA.org.
Spell that again, please.
Asking, you know, what type of ICJA, so that's ICJIA.org. And I know I got a couple friends watching online, so somebody could be dope and just pop it in the chat.
So hold on. What you got is you've got from our entire MCP media group, as Young Money has created, includes engineers who in real time post everything. Amen. So
yeah,
they're going to see.
Talking about.
You can blame Young
that's
Money for all of that.
Okay.
Young people in this technology.
So definitely go around and play on the websites, but specifically for the R3 program, there are five buckets that are really exciting, at least for me to talk about. Civil legal aid is one of the investments that we're making. Reentry services, return from corrections is another thing that we're investing in with the R3 program, and violence prevention. Now those three like kind of usually make sense. You hear about those, you know.
Christian, I appreciate your enthusiasm. My Lord, you are like a water faucet turned on high. I got to slow you down just a little bit. Give me those buckets one more time. Slowly, please, sir.
So we got five buckets in total, but the first three that I'll mention: civil legal aid, reentry services, violence prevention.
Okay.
The last two that I'm really excited about are economic development and youth development. So those are the service areas that people can apply for to create programming in. Which I think is just a phenomenal opportunity, especially when you talk about economic development and youth development. And understanding that as investments in public safety.
Wow. There are a couple of reentry groups. I know I have an uncle, Eugene Horton, spent 48 years in prison, released, I want to say, a year ago, maybe 2 years ago. And he was released because it was discerned that he committed no crime that warranted his incarceration. But what he did with that energy, and I thank God for it, is he created to serve, protect, to serve and to save nonprofit organization, which parenthetically is a member of my Community Plan Foundation. And he is one of several groups that gathered 2 weeks ago Friday that I know you're listening. And I know that the information you're giving right now, Christian, is not just near and dear to their hearts, but right in their mission statement. One of them is save our youth by developing our communities.
Man,
I love it.
That's extremely powerful. And I mean, I know it's dear to my wife, Danielle Posley's heart of she has the goal and dream of creating restaurants that have living for reentry candidates. And so I hope this, her hearing this show will nudge her to continue to move, because there's money, there's a need, and there's opportunity out there. And so, so how would someone go about applying for these grants? Because we a lot of times we talk about grants, we talk about funding that's out there, but it's the connection of the actual grantee, who's the person that that receives the money, can position themselves. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Position themselves for applying, successful application, as well as successful distribution of the funds.
Yeah, no, that's a phenomenal question. So that's a major reason for why I was hired, to help make it easier to access that information and to make a little bit more noise about it, which is why I'm really grateful that you guys invited me on the show. But the biggest thing is, you know, when we put out these no-fill opportunities, what State of Illinois has also understood is that we need to do a better job at building capacity. So ICJA doesn't just, you know, administer grants. ICJA doesn't just do policy and research. We also do capacity building workshops. And you can register for some of these workshops where we talk about the GATA process, where we talk about what it means to write a strong narrative, where we talk about what it means to get a good handle on your budget. So as of right now, we don't have any live notice of funding opportunities. But if you sign up for our newsletter on our website, if you follow us on social at Illinois Criminal Justice Information Authority, and as soon as the pandemic lets up, I'm really excited to go out to communities and do workshops to really just raise the community awareness of the state has these monies to help with, to build your vision. And we want the workers on the ground to be as competitive as possible when it comes to being able to apply for these. So the R3 grant isn't on its second round yet. The R3 board, which is chaired by the Lieutenant Governor, has to meet to discuss what that will look like. But once that happens, please know that if, 9 times out of 10, I'll reach out to David to come back on the show once we launch the second round.
Man,
but we'll also be making a ton of noise.
Let me say this to you. I know it's 7:43 here in studio. And by the way, this is WCPT Radio 820, Mike Minahan Foundation, featuring Young Money. We are where facts matter. You can call now at 773-763-WCPT. One more time, 773-763-9278 to participate in the conversation. One of the things that dawns on me as you were talking about these buckets, and I'm so glad you repeated them, is every Greek organization has a youth component. At Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, I'm talking about Upsilon Sigma chapter, we also have our Sigma Beta program. And most of us have 501c3s. So we can and probably and absolutely should participate in the youth development, if not all five of the buckets. So I am prayerful. And I know my chapter president, Brother Walker, would have me ask you to ensure that all of the Panhell community participate in a webinar, and we'll even host it at our house. We'll host you at our house to not just talk about these buckets, but to talk about how all of these organizations can find their space where the rubber meets the road. After all, this is My Community Plan Foundation.
Featuring Young Money, and we're here with Christian Perry of ICJA, and we'll be right back after this short break. Digital equity investment into you, sponsored by Allstate and the Maryland Posley Insurance Agency. Do you need help lowering your car insurance payment? This is 7 easy ways to help lower your car insurance premiums. 1. Choose car safety and security features, such as built-in safety features, airbags, and anti-lock brakes. 2. Set higher deductibles on your auto insurance. 3. Take a defensive driving course. 4.
park your car in a garage. 5, compare auto insurance quotes, such as calling the Maryland Posley Insurance Agency at 773-779-2500. And when you do, 6, bundle insurance policies, such as getting your auto, home insured. And 7, get good grades. Thank you. Call Maryland Posley Insurance Agency at 773-779-2500. 773-779-2500. Again, that's 773-779-2500 for all your auto, home, property insurance needs.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to My Community Plan Foundation.
Featuring Young Money, and we're here with Christian Perry, man. Thank you for joining us this morning. It's been information-filled and action-packed.
So listen, Christian, thank you once again for joining us. This is your first, but we believe that if it's God's will and the creek don't rise, you'll be here many times after today. Welcome back to the program.
Amen and amen.
You said amen and amen. I like that in you. So listen, on this last segment, this is, as Young Money would put it, the action segment. And so now all we want to talk about is what our listening audience can do. In fact, what would you encourage? How would you encourage them? You already alluded to it, and then sometimes you passed by the illusion and just gave some facts. I like that fact. Is that a youth thing? The facts.
It might be. I don't know.
Yeah, I like receipts. And
see, he went too far with the receipts thing. I don't know.
but let's get to the facts. Here's the fact of the matter. So we got 5 buckets. You also
could you repeat those one more time? What were those 5 buckets one more time?
I just want to be really clear. Those 5 buckets are the R3 program priority areas. Okay. And the R3 program priority areas are civil legal aid, economic development, reentry services, violence prevention, and youth development. You can stand up a program that touches on 1, 2, 3, or all 5. But those are the buckets that you can apply for.
And so right now, we know the initial round of R3 grants has been, the recipients have been long identified. Some of them are in the process now of implementing the programs they indicated to the state they were going to run, and we thank God for them. We know the DeSabo Museum is one. We know, again, that Attorney Robert Johnson's group is one, member of My Community Plan Foundation. Just thought I'd toss that out there. Shameless plug. And by the way, the two of you talking about your wives as if I don't have one, really?
I mean, we cannot miss it. And she's publicly discussed all the time.
Let me just say, Justice Sharon O. Johnson is real pleased about not just your work, young Christian Perry, you and Young Money, but she's also pleased that the both of you, like her, are part of Dynamic Duels. And we don't really talk about Dynamic Duels in the African American community a lot. You notice that?
We do, and it is. I think it takes young individuals like Christian Perry and Shekinah Perry and myself and Danielle to
and young at heart individuals like myself,
right?
And Justice
exactly.
Johnson.
There you go. Way to add that in to make it common, right? To make it cool, and it's and to do these type of things and to publicly do the hard work. Right. Because we know as young married couples, it's not easy. It's easy.
Lord,
to turn back.
Say that one more time.
It's to do the hard work because we know it's not easy and we know it's easier to turn back and stop. And so I commend the Perry family, the Posley family and the Johnson family and all those married couples, young and old, for continuing to be examples, because we're going to move this marriage and this dynamo forward, because to produce any of these type of programs that take lend to those 5 buckets, it takes peace at home. It takes joy in your heart and love, most importantly, to do the work of the people for the people. And so that's my soapbox on that topic.
Where's the collection plate? Because Reverend Poole is preaching.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a plate day and time, and we'll share that with you in due time. In fact, the plate is you are welcome to tell all your friends who are self-employed they can become sponsors of this program. Amen. Let's toss that out there. But let's
excellent.
We only have about eight minutes to go in the program. And I want to just be sure that we have the action plans laid out. So, number one, how is it then that we can get you into two areas? One, the Panhandle Group to do your webinars and workshops. And then three, into this collective of reentry groups that are siloed around the state. That they might be made aware of the opportunities that through the administrative office of the state, you now are talking about these R3 priorities.
Absolutely. If it's okay, and if you guys can have your people put this in the chat, I'll give my direct government email so that people can contact me, and that would be the best place to start. For the Greek organizations, you're speaking of Rev and the reentry organizations, that email is christian.perry@illinois.gov. And that's christian.perry@illinois.gov. And Rev, I'll look out for a quick note from you guys, and we can get to planning that webinar at your house. I know there'll be some good food and conversation. But to anyone that wants more information, that's part of my role. It's only one of me right now. I do have a state vehicle, so I can get around pretty okay. But that's my role, is to hit the road, whether it be virtually or in person, as we emerge from this pandemic, and give people the information that they need so that they can act on it.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and put some folk on blast, starting with Joe Lewis Jr. Now, he's a Kappa, and we all like rabbits. I like mine barbecued and jerked every now and again, but I take them baked if I got to. But Joe Lewis is, in all honesty, a great friend of mine down in East St. Louis. I know he's listening and watching, so look out for an email from Joe Lewis Jr. to christian.perry@illinois.gov. And then I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge the sky is blue and white, because some of my fraternity brothers are absolutely listening and looking forward to reaching out to you as well. So I'm going to put a challenge out to the panel. Hell, family. Yeah, I said it, David. Young Money, I said it. I'm putting a challenge out. I know your daddy is watching. He's a Kappa, too. I said Kappa T-O-O, didn't I? Yeah. And to all my Alpha and my Omega brethren, here is the challenge. Let's see how many of you can reach out to Christian before me. It's going to be tight, because I already did. But come on in here. Come on into this tent. It's wide, it's open, and there is room for you. And it sounds like, Christian Perry, you've got an awful lot. Before we leave these airways, continue with the action plan. Number one, reach out to Christian. Number two, go to the website. There's this newsletter you're talking about. What's that all about?
Yes, please go to the website. And if you go to, once again, that's ICJIA.org, ICJIA.org. And sign up for our newsletter. This is called the CJ Dispatch. You can scroll right to the bottom, hit subscribe now, and that's where you'll get. I have a phenomenal partner in crime, public information officer, and we shoot out everything from ICJ's research to new funding opportunities to workshop webinar opportunities. All of that comes through our CJ Dispatch, and we're starting to get the wheels rolling on making sure that that's also available for you on Facebook and on LinkedIn and on Twitter. So no matter how you get your information, whether it's a social media way, like some of us millennials, or if you prefer a good old fashioned email, we got information.
Lord have mercy.
One thing I do want to add for our listeners, because this is something that trips people up quickly. In the meantime is the best time to apply for your SAMS number and your GATA number. Your Sam's number and your GATA number. Because though, if you don't have that, you can't apply for any government funding, whether it's local, federal, international. Make sure you look up your Sam's number and your GATA number for those very important information.
And one more time, here at My Community Plan Foundation, Ajay Atakora is an expert extraordinaire in helping all of our members achieve that certification. However, I do know this. Brother Perry, are you also providing those workshops? Did I hear you allude to that as well?
Yes, we provide GATA information workshops as well. And we have a link on our website for that, to how you can register for one. We also have a link that is living and live, that is click on it when you see fit to go through it. But we're also revamping. We actually partnered with the University of Illinois Springfield, and we're digging deeper. They're helping us build out an even more extensive grant training workshop program. So that is forthcoming. But yes, we have those opportunities. But I will say, just to note, yes, you got to have your GATA. Yes, you got to have your SAMS. The reason why the R3 program is so neat is that some of the members of these collaboratives have linked up with organizations. And some of these members of these collaboratives might not have all of the certifications that you need, but because they are part of this collaborative, are able to receive funds to get to work. So that's one other equity measure, is how we get the money to the folks on the ground that are doing the good work.
So here, now you just heard a third action item. Identify the collaboratives in your community. And listen, they're all not going to look like you. They're all not going to be as smart as you are not. They're all not going to be as attractive as I am. However, let me just say, there is strength in collaboration. You heard him say this. One, in fact, young lady, we practice this. Christian, you know all about it. One man plants, another man reaps. And we all share in the harvest.
Absolutely. So, Christian, thank you so much for joining us. And as soon as you get notice that second round is coming out, be sure to shoot us a SOS, a light some smoke in the sky, and we'll make sure that you're on to share this valuable information to our community.
So tell me, Christian, before you give your salutation, when you coming back, bro?
The hope is, you know, within the very near future. This was a great place, a great way to start off my Sunday morning. And yeah, absolutely. When those opportunities, and like I said, I'll be intentional, not just R3, but we got other NOFO opportunities that hopefully are on the way, and I'm going to help the state of Illinois get better and continue to sound the alarm so that the people that need it get noticed. So I'm looking forward to it.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen, we got to get up out of here. Nico's giving me the sign that says, put on your helicopter wings and get on out the door. But this has been My Community Plan Foundation,
featuring Young Money on WCPT 820. Talk to you next week, same time, same radio dial.
This is where facts matter. Talk to you soon.
The preceding program, My Community Plan Foundation, featuring Young Money, was sponsored by Lottery Pick Digital LLC, and to the extent applicable, their guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of NewsWeb Radio Company or its management.